From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs conveys the focus of Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN at the 32nd AC. Indonesia to pursue concrete collaboration at 10th WWF. Now the news in details. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi pointed out that Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in 2023 aims at realizing ASEAN matters epicentrum of growth. According to the minister, at the opening of the 32nd meeting of the ASEAN Coordinating Council on Friday in Jakarta, Indonesian chairmanship meeting in ASEAN is carried out amid the global challenges that affect all countries, including the Indo-Pacific region. A number of challenges mentioned by Minister Retno include geopolitical, energy, financial, and ecological crisis. At the regional level, she also mentioned potential strong country enmity disturbing the stability of the region. Meanwhile, in ASEAN, there are also challenges of the issue of Myanmar, which tests the credibility of ASEAN. Therefore, she said Indonesia has launched a number of programs to overcome the existing challenges.
Indonesia chairmanship aims to strengthen ASEAN capacity to be able to address future challenges, to strengthen its unity, to implement the ASEAN Charter in its entirety, and to ensure ASEAN can navigate geopolitical dynamics in this region.
Besides conveying the focus of Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN in 2023, on the occasion, Minister Retno Marsudi also congratulated the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Timor-Leste, Adeljiza Magno, for his presence at the series of ASEAN Ministerial Meetings Summit in Jakarta. ASEAN countries welcome Timor-Leste's joining ASEAN as an observer and will prepare a roadmap for full Timor-Leste membership. As the host of the 10th World Water Forum WWF in 2024, Indonesia will focus on pursuing cooperation programs. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan during a coordination meeting on the preparations for WWF on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He further said, like G20 Indonesia, the Indonesian government wants exact measures after WWF is running. The coordination meeting was led by Panjaitan as chair of the 10th WWF National Committee, Public Works and Public Housing Minister, and the leader of the National Committee, Basuki Hadimulyono, Deputy Minister of Health Dante Saxono Harbuono, and Head of the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency Vikorita Karnawati also joined the meeting. The Indonesian government is determined to raise awareness on the Sustainable Development Goals and strive to garner support for realizing the 2030 vision. This was conveyed by head of the National Development Planning Agency, Suharto Monoarfa, in a post on his Instagram account on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He further pointed out while the COVID-19 pandemic has had a significant impact on Indonesia's economy, the government has carried out recovery measures starting from the provision of social aid and incentives to fiscal policy recovery. On the latest Sero survey conducted in January this year, 99% of the Indonesian population has developed antibodies against COVID-19 from the result of the Sero survey as of January 2023. The proportion of people with immunity against the transmission of SARS-CoV-2 is still high, namely 99% of the population. This was pointed out by head of the Ministry of Health for Development Policy Agency, Sharifah Liza Munira, at a press conference on the 2023 Sero survey on Friday, as quoted by Antara. According to her, the Sero survey, which involved epidemiologists from the Public Health Faculty of the University of Indonesia, was the third Sero survey carried out by the government since December 2021. Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Lestari Murdiat, has called for efforts to increase college graduate skill and knowledge to help them meet the demands of the job market. According to Lestari Murdiat in a statement received by Antara on Friday, this is also important for preparing productive, qualified human resources in order to keep up with the global competition. She added, admittedly, to live up to profession to the fullest, one needs a number of skills to be able to do that profession properly. According to the Education, Culture, Research and Technology Ministry, only 20% of university graduates pursue work related to the major they studied. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said China's decision to fly an apparent spy balloon over the U.S. is unacceptable and irresponsible. As quoted by BBC.com, the top American diplomat has abruptly cancelled a trip to Beijing, which would have been the first high-level U.S.-China meeting there in years. China earlier expressed regret, saying it was a weather airship that had been blown astray into American airspace. The incident comes amid fraying tensions between the U.S. and China. Later on Friday, the Pentagon said a second Chinese spy balloon had been spotted, this time over Latin America. Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shehbaz Sharif, pointed out Friday the government would have to agree to International Monetary Fund or IMF bailout conditions that are beyond imagination as it battles a spiraling economic crisis. As quoted by ChannelsNewsAsia.com, an IMF delegation landed in Pakistan on Tuesday for last-ditch talks to revive vital financial aid that has stalled for months. The government has held out against tax rises and subsidy slashing demanded by the IMF, fearful of backlash ahead of elections due in October. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
The first news comes from Bali. Indonesian President Joko Widodo bought a pair of Balinese woven sneakers while visiting the Jembrana Weaving Center in Jembrana Regency, Bali, Thursday evening. The Presidential Secretariat on Thursday disclosed initially the president was looking at dozens of pairs of shoes displayed on a shelf on one corner of the center. The president finally decided to buy sneakers that are commonly used both for sports and for everyday activities. The shoes are made of rubber soles, the upper part of which is combined with woven cloth with a typical Balinese woven pattern. Before leaving the weaving center, the head of state expressed his appreciation to the local government for developing creative industries in Bali, especially Jembrana Regency. The next news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. The Selayar Islands Regency Government, South Sulawesi Province, confirmed that a type of seaplane that can land and also in water will operate in Selayar, Deputy Regent of Selayar Saiful Arif, through a media briefing received in Makassar last Wednesday, said they had conducted a video conference with the private aircraft provider. The aircraft provider will seek direct flights to Selayar with a charter system. This chartered aircraft can serve passengers from outside Selayar to the islands and also from Selayar to the mainland. Still from Makassar, South Sulawesi, the Library Office of Makassar City has again released an innovation of Tali Buku Setahun or a year's book string, or finish 5 books in a year to increase public interest in reading, especially for students in early 2023. The innovator, who is also the librarian of the Makassar Library Service, Tulus Wulanjuni, in Makassar said Thursday that this innovation is a concrete manifestation of implementing the 15-minute reading program that has been launched by the Ministry of Education and Culture since 2015. Tali Buku Setahun or A Year's Book String is a new program of literacy activities that will become a new innovation for the Makassar City Library Service in 2023 in order to continue to increase the reading interest level of people in Makassar City. That was news from across Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on February 4, 1948 about the independence of Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka gained its independence from Britain on February 4, 1948. The date was later designated as Sri Lanka's National Day. Sri Lanka in the 16th century became a Portuguese colony and then it fell into Dutch hands. In 1798, Sri Lanka officially became a British colony. Since the early years of the World War I, the people of Sri Lanka rose to fight for their independence. In 1931, the British gave Sri Lankan people rights to vote and the Sri Lankan parliament was formed. But in foreign policy, Sri Lanka had not been completely independent. The people of Sri Lanka fought again until finally it gained full independence on February 4, 1948. Let's move to the event of 1966 when the plane owned by All Nippon Airways crashed. The plane owned by All Nippon Airways with flight number 60 crashed into the sea in Tokyo Bay, Japan on February 4, 1966. It killed 133 people. The plane served a domestic route from Chitose Sapporo Airport to Haneda Airport. The All Nippon aircraft carried 126 passengers and 7 flight crew personnel. We end today in history with the event on February 4, 2005 about the observance of World Cancer Day. World Cancer Day was stipulated on February 4, 2005. The initiator is the International Union Against Cancer, a global consortium of more than 280 anti-cancer organizations in 90 countries. World Cancer Day is commemorated every year to raise awareness of cancer and preventative measures, early detection, and treatment. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 475 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Downstreaming Consistency, the Key Towards a Developed Indonesia. President Joko Widodo emphasized that consistent downstreaming is the key for Indonesia to jump from a developing country to a developed country. The head of state made this remark while attending the Mandiri Investment Forum 2023 in Jakarta on Wednesday. The president explained that he had ordered his staff to focus on downstreaming. He does not want his staff to be afraid to carry out a downstream policy just because of a lawsuit from the World Trade Organization, WTO. The head of state admits that he always emphasizes to the ministers at every meeting opportunity to be serious about running the downstream program. Even though it was sued at the WTO, it must still be carried out by the government as a way for Indonesia to make a leap from developing to a developed country. The president also asked his staff not to be complacent about the success of nickel downstreaming. He said the government would continue to downstream other commodities such as bauxite and copper. According to President Joko Widodo, industrial downstreaming brought enormous added value to Indonesia. He gave an example. The policy of banning nickel ore exports starting January 2022, accompanied by nickel downstreaming, has been able to significantly increase the value of nickel exports from $1.1 billion to $30 to $33 billion in 2022. President Joko Widodo also revealed that he would stop the export of bauxite ore starting June 2023 and that the cessation of copper exports would also be announced this year. According to the president, the added value generated by downstreaming is very large. Based on the data received, the projected impact of downstream mining and gas will increase the gross domestic product and create jobs of up to 8.8 million. On this occasion, the president also left a message to banking actors to participate in supervising and encouraging downstream policies in Indonesia. Among other is by making it easier to apply for credit for business entities and individuals who will build smelters. The president also hopes that through a consistent downstreaming, Indonesia will become a developed country with gross domestic product in 2045, projected to reach $9 to $11 trillion. In addition, Indonesia's per capita income can also reach $21,000 to $29,000. That was My Indonesia Today.
Thank you. sedikit ku jelaskan tentang ku dan kamu agar seisi dunia tahu. Keras kepalaku salah denganmu, caraku marah, caraku tersenyum seperti
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Curug Seribu in Bogor, West Java. Listener, Curug Seribu is one of the largest waterfalls in Mount Halimun Salak National Park. With a height of about 100 meters, it is called the highest waterfall in Bogor. The waterfall has an amazing landscape with huge trees filling the surrounding area. Curug Seribu means thousand waterfall because the stone wall of the waterfall is surrounded by many small waterfalls. The water source for this waterfall comes from Mount Salak, which flows in direction of the Cikuluwung River. Listener, along the way to the Seribu Waterfall, you will be spoiled with a beautiful natural panorama. Small forests in the village area of the surrounding community, such as fields, plantations, and expanses of rice fields, will accompany you when you travel to the Seribu Waterfall. Moreover, you have to pass through fairly challenging terrain. You have to walk about 1 hour from the parking lot to reach Seribu Waterfall. Heading to Seribu Waterfall, you will also find several clear springs whose water can be drunk. Then, you have to pass through several hills that have a slope of about 45 degrees to get to the location of Seribu Waterfall. Thus, a healthy physical condition is a must. Listener, Seribu Waterfall does have a beautiful natural charm, but in this area, visitors are not advised to swim or play directly under it, because the current is very fast. Under the waterfall cliff where the water falls, there is a river, but visitors are recommended to be careful when going down to the river because the big rocks are very slippery and the water is quite heavy. But you don't need to worry because you can still play and take pictures in the shallow part of the river. If you are on vacation in Indonesia, please manage your time to visit Seribu Waterfall in Pamijahan, Bogor, West Java, or it takes 1.5 hours to drive from the downtown of Bogor City. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Feel the world be free, be the world.
listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, for the first time, Sabang Marine Festival is included in the National Tourism Agenda Karisma Event Nusantara 2023. Sabang Marine Festival is the leading event of the city of Sabang, the westernmost city of Indonesia. Sabang Marine Festival is held to promote marine tourism destinations, the culture of Sabang and Aceh in general for the yachtist community. The goal is to increase the number of foreign tourist visits. Sabang Marine Festival was inaugurated by the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, at the 2023 Karisma Event Nusantara at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Cultural Park in Jakarta on Saturday, January 28, 2023. According to the agenda, Sabang Marine Festival is planned to be held in mid-March. The event is held in collaboration with the government of Sabang City, Sabang Free Trade Area and Freeport Concession Agency, Aceh Culture and Tourism Office, Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, and the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment. Previously, this event has taken place several times. Acting Mayor of Sabang, Reza Fahlevi, said so far the event in Sabang had never been included in the Karisma Event Nusantara. So this was very encouraging because it was able to compete with other regions in Indonesia to be included in the Karisma Event Nusantara. Reza Fahlevi added Sabang Marine Festival proposal had actually been submitted by the Sabang City Government since November 2022. There is something interesting about Sabang Marine Festival 2023, apart from holding a seafarers meeting and gathering yachters from various countries, but also displaying and promoting Aceh unique culture. In the Sabang Marine Festival, the committee will present cultural arts, yacht parades, sea fish, fun bikes, and finally the city tour of Sabang and Banda Aceh. In this city tour, apart from visiting Aceh historical sites, Sabang Marine Festival participants will visit sites left by the tsunami in Banda Aceh. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bintang Kehidupan by Risa Milen. The song Bintang Kehidupan was popularized by Nike Ardila and released on May 9, 1990. The album of Bintang Kehidupan was successful in the Indonesian and even Southeast Asian music market. More than 6 million copies were sold out. At the 1991 Asian Song Festival in Shanghai, China, Nike Ardila won the title New Singers Contest by performing the song Bintang Kehidupan. After Nike Ardila passed away in 1995, this song was sung again by Indonesian and Malaysian singers. This song, composed by Dedi Dores, tells about a person who experiences boredom when having an affair. Well, listener, here is Risa Milen with the keroncong song Bintang Kehidupan. Happy listening.
Dan aku mendengar manisnya kata
Of Indonesia.
Megamendung di angkasa, hembusan bayu dingin terasa. Gerimis berderai di merata, bagai mutiara. Rahmat dibawa bersama, limpahannya meresap di jiwa.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program. Thank you.